In what's now become their signature atrocity, the insurgents used machetes to behead people.
An act of terror is an act of communication.
Willem Els is a former intelligence agent for the South African government. He's now a counter-terrorism expert at the Institute for Security Studies in Pretoria. He's monitored the Islamic State in Mozambique's Cabo Delgado province since it began rising there in late 2017.
They've got an audience that they are sending a message to. They're sending a message to the government. They're sending a message to their target. They're also sending a message to their followers. When they are doing and perpetrating these heinous acts like the decapitation, the message that they give the people is that you are like an animal to us. We slaughter you like an animal, you're not a human. It's dehumanizing them.
In spite of such brutality, the Islamists claim they want to improve the lives of Cabo Delgado residents, who indeed have been neglected by their government for decades. In fact, says Els, the only notable development in the province has been Africa's biggest liquid gas project. But the government and its European partners are reaping the riches, not the locals. The insurgents are calling themselves Islamic State Central Africa Province, even though Mozambique's in southern Africa. Els says the name indicates that another Islamic terror organization, the Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, in Democratic Republic of Congo, are supporting their Mozambican allies with weapons and other resources.
We also have knowledge that Mozambique, and especially the northern part of Mozambique, is part of an ancient trade route that dates back to about 1000 AD. We call it the Swahili coast. So these people are trading with dhows and with small boats all the way up to Arabia. They also use these dhows to smuggle these weapons from Yemen and then to Somalia, and from Somalia all the way down to Kenya and then down to Mozambique.
With all the porous borders in the region, he adds, it's easy for Islamic State to get guns and ammunition into Mozambique from countries like South Africa, Malawi, and Tanzania. Els says the militants get bonus weapons when poorly trained and demotivated Mozambican troops flee empty-handed during battle. He's concerned that foreign Islamic fighters, especially from South Africa, are lining up to join the insurgents in Cabo Delgado because of their success so far.
What happened in the scenario with Syria, we saw that a lot of foreign people joined them. They were foreign trained and they participated in the acts and the violent acts there. We witnessed what happened in countries like France, as well as Belgium and Holland, where there were attacks perpetrated by these people after they returned from Syria.
Els says this is why the South African government should be extremely worried about the insurgency in Cabo Delgado and must become seriously involved in trying to solve the crisis.
We anticipate that these people that are joining there, some of them might get killed, but also many of them might return to South Africa. And once they return here, they will be battle-hardened. They will have a lot of experience in fighting there. And we don't anticipate that they will come back and just lead a peaceful life in South Africa.
He says the main message of Islamic State in Cabo Delgado, that it's in charge and no one else, sadly reflects the truth. And it's up to countries in southern Africa to change that, or risk being casualties themselves. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.